This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policies shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 23, 2026. As Africa digitizes, its cyber threat surface is growing fast, with rapid digitization expanding the attack surface faster than its defenses. This means fraud and cyber risks are on the rise, and startups and rules are responding to the challenge. For builders, this implies a growing need for robust cybersecurity measures to protect their digital assets, and investors should be looking for companies with a strong focus on security. What's driving this trend, and can Africa's defenses keep up with the growing threat surface, or will the continent become a haven for cybercrime? A question that gets to the heart of whether national instant payment switches can mature fast enough to keep private rails companies from becoming the de facto security infrastructure. The scramble to build Africa's data centers is also underway, driven by AI demand and data sovereignty rules, with several companies building data centers across the continent. However, power is a major constraint, with grid reliability and tariff structure determining data center economics more than demand projections. For operators, this means that self-generation, such as solar and gas, is becoming a key part of the data center CapEx stack, and investors should be looking for companies with a clear plan for power generation. In a different space, drones have quietly become real health infrastructure in Africa, flying blood and medicines to clinics, especially in areas where traditional logistics are challenging. This has significant implications for health tech investors, who should be looking at companies that can integrate drone logistics into their operations, and for builders, who need to consider how to make drone delivery a sustainable and scalable part of their healthcare offerings. Africa's fintech super apps are also in the news, with many apps adding features to become everything at once. But the question is, what works and what doesn't, and who do these super apps actually serve? Our read at Tech Cocoon is that the durable value in African fintech sits in the settlement layer, not the interface layer. So investors should be looking for companies with a strong focus on building robust payment rails, rather than just slick apps. As we've argued before, consumer apps are cheap to launch and brutal to defend, while integration depth is expensive to build and nearly impossible to displace. So what does this mean for the future of fintech in Africa? And can any consumer fintech sustain customer acquisition costs below lifetime margin without a physical agent network or telco distribution? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Ekeza.